I want you to take a second and look around the room you are in right now. Find the nearest exit, and then find the red canister hanging on the wall or tucked under the sink. We see them every day in hallways and kitchens, usually gathering a little bit of dust, and we treat them like part of the furniture. But there is a specific kind of weight to a fire extinguisher when you actually have to pull it off the bracket. It is heavy, cold, and suddenly feels like the most important object in the world. Most people think that if a fire starts, they will just know what to do. But in the heat of that moment, your brain tends to scramble. The smoke is stinging your eyes. The sound is a roar you didn't expect, and your hands might start to shake. That is why we are standing here together today. I want to walk you through exactly how it feels to step toward a flame instead of away from it, and how to use that red bottle to protect your home and the people in it. Before we even touch the pin, we have to understand what we are dealing with. Fire isn't just one thing. It is a chemical reaction that needs three things to keep living: heat, fuel, and oxygen. If we take just one of those away, the whole thing collapses. Most of the extinguishers you'll buy for your house are labeled ABC. That just means they are designed to handle ordinary trash like wood and paper, flammable liquids like gasoline or grease, and electrical equipment. It is a versatile tool, but it isn't magic. I learned that the hard way a long time ago when I was first starting out in a small shop. I was welding a bracket, and a stray spark landed in a pile of oily rags I tucked into a corner. I didn't notice it until I smelled that thick, acrid smoke. I grabbed the extinguisher, and instead of taking a breath and thinking, I just started spraying wildly from 10 feet away. I used up half the canister before I even got close to the base of the fire. The pressure from the extinguisher actually blew the burning rags across the workbench, spreading the fire to a stack of cardboard. I panicked because I hadn't respected the force of the tool in my hands. I ended up having to call the department, and I felt about 2 inches tall standing there in a smoky shop. That day taught me that a fire extinguisher is a precision tool, not a garden hose. You have to be deliberate, you have to be close, and you have to be calm. Now, before we get to the point where we are squeezing the handle, we have to make sure the tool is actually ready for work. If you look at the top of your extinguisher, there is a small round gauge with a needle. You want that needle right in the green. If it's leaning toward the red on either side, that bottle is either underpressurized and won't spray, or it's overpressurized and potentially dangerous. I make a habit of checking mine every time I change the batteries in my smoke detectors. I also give the canister a good shake or a couple of light taps on the bottom with a rubber mallet once or twice a year. The chemical inside is a very fine powder, and over years of sitting still, it can settle and pack down like hard flour. Shaking it up ensures that when you hit that trigger, the powder flows out smoothly instead of coming out in clumps or not at all. When you decide to use it, the first thing I want you to do is make sure you have a clear path to the door behind you. Never let a fire get between you and your exit. Once you know you can get out, you are going to remember a simple word, pass. It stands for pull, aim, squeeze, and sweep. It sounds simple, but doing it in order is what makes the difference between putting out a fire and just making a mess. First, we pull the pin. There is usually a plastic tamper seal holding it in place, and you might feel a bit of resistance. But a firm tug will snap that seal and let the metal pin slide out. You'll feel the weight of the extinguisher in one hand, while your other hand grips the hose. That hose is what gives you control. Don't just hold the canister and hope for the best. You need to grab the nozzle at the very end of the hose. This is the aim part of the process. You aren't aiming at the flames dancing in the air. If you spray the top of the fire, the chemical will just float away, and the base will keep right on burning. You need to aim at the very bottom, at the fuel itself. Imagine you are trying to paint the bottom of the fire with the powder. Once you are aimed at the base, you are going to squeeze the lever. You'll feel a sudden kickback in your hand, almost like a small garden pressure washer. It's a firm, steady pressure. Don't pump it. Just hold it down. You will hear a loud, rushing hiss as the compressed nitrogen pushes that dry chemical out of the nozzle. It creates a cloud of white or yellow dust that can be hard to see through, so you have to trust your aim. This leads us to the final step, which is the sweep. You aren't just pointing and holding. You are moving that nozzle back and forth in a wide horizontal motion across the base of the fire. You want to cover every inch of the burning material with that powder until the flames are completely gone. As you do this, pay attention to the sound. As the fire dies down, that roar of the flames will be replaced by the sharp hiss of the extinguisher. You'll see the bright orange light fade into a dull gray as the powder coats the fuel. Even when the flames look like they are out, don't just turn around and walk away. I always stay put for a minute or two, keeping the extinguisher pointed at the spot. Fire is sneaky. It can hide in a hot ember and wait for a breath of oxygen to jump back to life. If it starts to flare up again, you give it another sweep. You should also be aware of the environment you're creating. That powder is messy. It's going to get into your lungs and irritate your throat if you aren't careful. So try to keep your head back and your breathing steady. Once the fire is out and the area is safe, you need to get outside and let the air clear. And here is a rule I never break. Once a fire extinguisher has been used, even for just a few seconds, it is empty. You cannot put the pin back in and put it back on the shelf. The pressure will slowly leak out of the valve now that the seal is broken, and it won't work the next time you need it. You either take it to be professionally refilled, or you buy a new one immediately. Using a fire extinguisher is one of those skills we hope we never have to use. But knowing the feel of that pin sliding out and the weight of the hose in your hand gives you a level of confidence that can stop a small accident from becoming a tragedy. It's about being that calm presence in the middle of the chaos. You have the tool, you know the steps, and you know how to stay safe. Now that we've talked through how to handle the extinguisher, would you like me to walk you through how to properly mount them in your home, or perhaps how to create a fire safety plan for your family?